July 31, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest.
Till you are entirely his. Let your endurance be a finished product, so that you may be finished and complete, with never a defect. James 1:4, in the Moffat translation. Many of us are all right in the main, but there are some domains in which we are slovenly. It is not a question of sin, but of the remnants of the carnal life which are apt to make us slovenly. Slovenliness is an insult to the Holy Ghost. There should be nothing slovenly, whether it be in the way we eat and drink, or in the way we worship God. Not only must our relationship to God be right, but the external expression of that relationship must be right. Ultimately, God will let nothing escape. Every detail is under his scrutiny. In numberless ways, God will bring us back to the same point over and over again. He never tires of bringing us to the one point until we learn the lesson, because he is producing the finished product. It may be a question of impulse, and again, with the most persistent patience. God has brought us back to the one particular point. Or it may be mental wool gathering or independent individuality. God is trying to impress upon us the one thing that is not entirely right. We have been having a wonderful time this session over the revelation of God's redemption. Our hearts are perfect towards him. His wonderful work in us makes us know that in the main we are right with him. Now, says the Spirit through St. James, let your endurance be a finished product. Watch the slipshod bits. Oh, that we will have to do for now. Whatever it is, God will put it out with persistence until we are entirely his.